Welcome everybody. Shir number 1593. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabban Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Lirafur Shalemi Yaakov Ben Sarah. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we were talking about food in general, regular food, the fact that it's not muksa, how to work it. We saw there are certain times certain foods are muksa. I just want to go through a quick thing, which is not our subject right now, but it is on the food, quote unquote, food plateau, if you want to call it. There are sometimes foods that are not really edible for human beings, but they're edible for animals. You know, we're going to see how that works exactly. There's sometimes food that's spoiled, that's garbage. Okay, that's a different thing, which we're going to talk about how that works. But sometimes you have food, just to read from Abadner's Sefer, it's from the Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see when we get to that part of Simen Shin Ches, what's the classification? But just we're on the food subject, I just want to throw it out there real quickly so people will have at least the, you know, the knowledge and understanding a little bit that if they have to ask a shayla on certain foods which they do have that might be fit for animals and how that works. So he brings down on page 99, again, in conjunction with the Mechaba, the Shulchan Aruch and so on, that food that's fit for domesticated animals, for example, cows, chickens, sheep, these type of things, their consumption is not muksa. This applies only to animals that are commonly found in the town of the city in question. In other words, if a person lives in a place and time whereby they have cows, chickens, sheep, or whatever the case might be, this applies only to the animals commonly found, he brings down, in the town or city in question. Once we have established that a particular animal is common in the area, any item fit for that type of animal would not be muksa. You know, like for example, in our, where many people live, you have cats, for example, something along those lines. So food fit for cats, right, would not be muksa. It has to be a type of animal that's found, a domesticated animal that's found in your area where you live. Obviously, we live in places where we don't have, I mean, maybe some people do, but regular city areas in general don't have cows, so food fit for cows would taka fall under guidelines of muksa. But again, we'll talk about it. I just want to set up the, throw it out there, as they say, and we have, people should have an understanding. Once we've established that a particular animal is common in the area, any item fit for that animal, it would not be muksa. And again, that's in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ches, when we'll get to that. Even for those who do not own such an animal. In other words, even though I don't have a cow for a pet, I don't have a cow in my backyard, I don't own a barn, I'm not a farmer, whatever the case might be, but even so, since these type of animals you do have, so that's what makes it not muksa. That's how it brings it down. That once you establish the fact that they're fit for these type of animals are found, even those who do not own such animals. For instance, cows are common in some of our rural areas, right? Farmlands or whatever, the rural areas, possibly maybe upstate or whatever the case might be. Thus, in towns where cows are found, food which is fit for cows would not be muksa. Again, I'm just giving an example. A cow is a little bit of a far-fetched thing, but the same thing would be for cats, dogs, right, which are commonly found, obviously, in almost every single place, pretty much. So therefore, towns where cows, or let's say cats, dogs, or whatever, that type of food for those type of animals would not be muksa. Therefore, in the towns where cows are commonly found, he brings down food which is fit for cows would not be muksa, even though that person does not own a cow. So let's say like dog food and food that could be fit for dogs or cats or whatever, and if there are dogs or cats all over, whatever, this is what people have, and they're found, cats especially, right? So, but be it as it may, even though a person will say, well, I don't own one, so it doesn't matter if you own one, it will still make it not muksa. Food fit for animals and pets in one's possession, whether commonly found or not, would not be muksa also. So that's interesting. Food that's fit for animals and pets in one's possession, whether commonly found or not. In other words, let's say you have a person that has a certain pet, right? And they have to feed it. So the halachas are in general, you're not allowed to feed an animal on Shabbos unless it's dependent on you for food, right? You're not allowed to feed stray animals. You can't go out and, well, I'll feed the cats. You're right. I feed the cats. So on Shabbos, I'll feed the cats. They're domestic. They're outside and they live in the street or whatever. Not allowed to do that. Or feeding the birds. Right? even when we throw out food for the birds, the person has to be careful to do it before Shabbos, not on Shabbos itself. There's some have a minig, certain times, giving food to birds, but again, it has to be done, we're talking about birds outside, it has to be done before Shabbos. You can feed animals that are not part of your, that are not reliant on you, or someone in your family, you can't feed them on Shabbos, but if it's a pet that is reliant, obviously you're allowed to feed it on Shabbos. So that, but let's say it's a pet that's not really found, right? I own something, I don't know, whatever, it's a type of a pet that, let's say turtle, whatever, I'm just giving an example. Something that's in general is not really found, I don't know if that's such a good example, but you have such a pet. Okay, fine, so that food also would not be muksa because you have to feed that animal, and there's a chiyuv, a person has to feed that animal on Shabbos also, if the animal is reliant on you for the food. So food fit for animals and pets in one's possession, whether commonly found or not, would not also not be muksa. Okay, I just wanted to throw that out there. Again, we'll get back to that as we go down in the Shulchan Aruch. But since we're talking about food anyway, so just to bring it out, we have an idea. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch Kol Tov.